What is up with you and Jimmy Kimmel?
Okay, now, see if you can guess which former president just posted that on Twitter. Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump.
Because during the Academy Awards, you posted, has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? Less than an average person trying too hard. And he then read that on the air and then took a crack at you. You getting even with
him. And what else did I say? I said some other pretty good things.
What were you getting even with him for all his Andy Trump jokes?
George Slapidopoulos. Right? Now, look, Jimmy Kimmel is every night. He hits me, I guess. His ratings are terrible. He's not a talented guy. I hear he hits me all the time, so I figured I'd hit him because I thought he was a lousy host.
Get over it.
Welcome to What Was That? I'm Gabe Sanchez. The 2024 Oscars have come and gone, yet Donald Trump is still seething over Jimmy Kimmel's epic roast that took center stage. And it was all because of Trump's unhinged through social post during the award show. Go figure.
What he doesn't realize is that I love this. I love that this bothered him so much. I love that Fox picked a news guy nobody knows to interview him. And I especially love when he tries to spin the fact that everyone was laughing at him into a positive.
Jimmy Kimmel is incredibly skilled at getting MAGA to freak out and expose their hypocrisy. And their cult leader, Donald Trump, is no different. Donald Trump, who has the thinnest skin and most fragile ego, is easily set off by Kimmel's hilarious attacks. The orange bigot knows how to dish it out, but he can never take a joke. The feud between Donald Trump and Jimmy Kimmel has been brewing for years on Kimmel's late night show. But it was in 2017 when Kimmel hosted the Oscars that he made fun of Trump on a global stage.
Nice dress, by the way. Is that an Ivanka? Some of you will get to come up here on this stage tonight and give a speech that the President of the United States will tweet about in all caps during his 5 a.m. bowel movement tomorrow.
Ever since then, Jimmy Kimmel has been living rent-free in Donald Trump's head, so much so that it's all that Trump can think about at times. So fast forward to 2024, Jimmy Kimmel is back on the Oscar stage, ruthlessly mocking Donald Trump in front of millions of people.
Blah, 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 make America great again.
See if you can guess which former president just posted that on Twitter. Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still... Isn't it past your jail time?
Focused on the important stuff for sure.
Keep in mind that Trump's Truth Social post was completely unprompted, which means that he spent his Sunday evening watching the Oscars and then ranting like a deranged lunatic.
Who's laughing now? Shut up!
Donald Trump, the 77-year-old rapist, clearly has his priorities in check. It goes Jimmy Kimmel, Joe Biden, any women holding him accountable, his 91 felony counts, 4 indictments, and then his mounting legal bills. Also, don't forget that Trump is so broke that New York Attorney General Letitia James is working to seize his assets to cover his legal fines. Oh, and then somewhere way down at the bottom of the list, he has his family. That's if the senile old man can even remember their names.
Melania, Barron, Don Jr. and Kimberly, Ivanka and Jared, Tiffany and Michael. They're so supportive.
What about little Eric?
So after Kimmel humiliated Trump in front of a global audience, Trump immediately shut up. But that's typical of Trump and MAGA. The big alpha male bullies always run away like cowards as soon as someone stands up to them. I mean, just look at the Nazis that support Trump. Patriot Front, Oath Keepers, Proud Boys. They either cry in court or snitch on their fellow patriots to save their own ass. And every other MAGA moron online is yelling in all caps from their keyboards. Like big head character Charlie Kirk, who wants to fight when Republicans lose in November.
Talk about this upcoming election, how important this is, how critical this is, and what the church can be doing to make a difference so this doesn't happen again. We gotta do something.
I love the question, and so I'm gonna start unusually. I want to make sure that we all make a commitment that if this election doesn't go our way, the next day we fight.
Charlie Kirk will be standing on the front lines leading the fascistic rebellion from his mother's basement.
Yeah, you guys. We're totally heroes.
Kimmel's off-the-cuff joke humiliated Trump in front of millions, and he is still seething over it. I mean, Trump is so triggered that he's still talking about it.
Has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? Less than an average person trying too hard. And he then read that on the air and then took a crack at you. You getting even with
him. And what else did I say? I said some other pretty good things.
For a guy who claims to be a stable genius and also desperately brags about acing a cognitive test, he sure struggles through a lot of interviews.
What were you getting even with him for all his Slapidopoulos?
George Slapidopoulos, sir.
George Slapidopoulos, man, you really got him there.
Yeah, so proud of himself for typing out George Slapidopoulos, which not only is that a lame nickname, George Stephanopoulos is like the opposite of sloppy. I mean, look at, he's fit, he's clean, he's muscular, he's smart.
Speaking of well-dressed, I want to thank today's sponsor, Roan. If you're like me, you understand the pain points of finding what to wear. Most clothes are either uncomfortable, or they're too tight, or they never actually fit your size. And when you do have a good fit, you can only wear it for a few hours before you have to change out of it for an important meeting, dinner, or some other outing. Now, everyone wants to dress well at all times because, simply put, it's a confidence booster, even for me when filming my show. Men's closets were due for a radical reinvention, and Roan stepped up to the challenge. Roan's commuter collection is the most comfortable, breathable, and truly versatile set of products known to man. We're talking about the world's most comfortable pants, dress shirts, quarter zips, polos, and blazers. They look great as individual pieces and work seamlessly together. Roan's signature four-way stretch fabric is breathable, flexible, and works everywhere from your commute to work to the 19th hole. It's time for unparalleled confidence without the hassle. Roan's commuter collection features wrinkle release technology and is 100% machine washable. Looking good is that easy. Treated with Gold Fusion anti-odor technology for more wears between washes, you'll be fresh and clean all day long. So long, lingering odors. Roan has seriously become my new favorite outfit. I mean, I'm wearing it right now, and I even wore it on a recent trip out of the country. And after a day of sitting on a plane, taking public transit, and walking around in it, my shirt and pants were not only wrinkle-free, but also fresh and odor-free. I know, it's crazy. The commuter collection can get you through any workday and straight into whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/gabe and use promo code Gabe to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to rhone.com/gabe and use promo code Gabe. It's time to find your corner office comfort. According to Trump, Kimmel has terrible ratings.
Now look, Jimmy Kimmel is every night, he hits me, I guess. His ratings are terrible. He's not a talented guy. I hear he hits me all the time, so I figured I'd hit him because I thought he was a lousy host.
Well, go figure. Trump is wrong. ABC's 11:35 p.m. late night offering of Jimmy Kimmel's show averaged 1,799,000 total viewers and 225,000 between the ages of 18 to 49 viewers on Monday, March 18th. That's number one at 11:35 p.m. in both measurements. Also, this year's Jimmy Kimmel hosted Oscars on ABC averaged 19.5 million viewers. That's a 4% increase from a year ago and scored the biggest audience for any award show since 2020.
I put it out on Truth, which is on fire, by the way. Truth Social is doing great.
Yeah, Truth Social is doing so great that it was just hit with a major outage, leaving users unable to use the Twitter knockoff. So yeah, Truth Social is on fire, all right. Anyway, let's get back to Trump's interview with whatever his name is over on Fox News.
I never expected he was going to be reading it. Just prior to the movie of the year, which is the big one, right? That's the big one. I think they get the man, the woman, now the movie of the year.
Listening to Trump list out the Oscar category sounds like when he tried to brag about acing his cognitive test.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
This guy is such a loser.
He reads my truth on air. He reads exactly what you read. And now the big story is that they all begged him not to do it, don't do it.
Right.
He probably stupidly, you know, he had to act in a short period of time, like minutes, right? He had minutes because he's on air. He sees this thing and he wants to go out there and he wants to, I guess, confront me in a cell. And he ends up reading my truth. I said, this guy's even dumber than I thought. The thing went viral. It's been all over the world now. And all he had to do is keep his mouth shut.
Actually, let's watch that moment from this year's Oscars. Why did it go viral again?
Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still, isn't it past your jail time?
Oh, that's right. It went viral because everyone laughed at Donald Trump, the guy who can't take a joke to save his life.
There are now dozens of past your jail time shirts for sale. There are mugs. There are tank tops. There's an isn't it past your jail time backpack. People are writing it outside the Trump Hotel. There are billboards.
Donald Trump thought that his Truth Social post would get Kimmel so good, except it just turned into Trump becoming the butt of the joke. I think it's safe to say that Jimmy Kimmel slapped Donald Trump harder than Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. But Trump lashing out at Jimmy Kimmel is not an isolated event. Trump has a long love-hate relationship with the Oscars. One year, he would gush over them, and then the next year, he would whine about them. Like in 2012, when Trump got so triggered by a prank that Sacha Baron Cohen pulled on Ryan Seacrest at the Oscars. Again, just like this year's Oscars, his response was completely unprompted.
This third-rate character named Sacha Baron Cohen thought he was being cute and funny when he threw ashes at Ryan Seacrest. Now, I know Ryan Seacrest. He's a great guy. Believe me, if that ever happened to somebody with real security, Sacha Baron Cohen would not be in good shape right now. He'd be in a hospital. He would have been punched in the face so many times, he wouldn't have known what happened. I only wish that Ryan took a swing at him, and I only wish that the security guard that allowed it all to happen, number one, gets fired, and number two, go to school, learn about being security. You don't know, man.
Oh, look, Trump is acting tough with his small hands talking about how Sacha Baron Cohen should have been beaten up. And people wonder why MAGA is so violent. Oh, and just so you know, Trump used to make these sad little vlogs from his desk all the time while he was defrauding the value of his properties. Donald Trump ended up looking like such a huge idiot that he deleted his YouTube rant later on, and I'll show you why.
It's actually made by South Korea. No, sorry. You've got Kim Jong.
And to think, if Ryan Seacrest would have been wearing a roan commuter blazer, it would have brushed right off. Now, here's what Ryan Seacrest had to say about that viral Oscars moment.
Afterwards, he sent me a new tuxedo, and I started watching his new series, The Spy. Sasha, it's amazing. You're fantastic in it. So, all good in the neighborhood.
So not only did Ryan Seacrest laugh about it, but Sacha Baron Cohen also bought Seacrest a brand new tuxedo. And then on top of that, Seacrest praised Cohen's work in The Spy and said that he was a fan. Well, would you look at that? Trump was wrong again. But what do you expect? Donald Trump tries to act tough, but has the ego of a weakling. He's constantly craving praise and adulation to prop up his fragile sense of self-worth. And as always, Trump just ends up looking like a
pathetic loser.
Well, that's all for me today. Thanks so much for watching, and feel free to follow me at I Am Gabe Sanchez. And if you're a fan of the show and want to contribute, you can subscribe to my Patreon at patreon.com/IamGabeSanchez. Over there, you'll get early access to episodes, bonus content, and exclusive merch. So until next episode, I'm Gabe Sanchez, and this has been What Was That?